WRJN AccuWeather the forecast, and we have a warm and humid day coming our way for today with intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 84. We'll see a partly cloudy sky tonight as we drop down to 68 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very warm and humid. 86 for a high tomorrow, then close to 90 on Thursday. Still quite humid with clouds and breaks of sunshine. It looks like we'll keep the humidity into Friday as well before perhaps some more comfortable weather moves in for the upcoming weekend. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
78 degrees right now in Kenosha, 77 Burlington, 79 in Milwaukee, 79 in Racine. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
I bet you were wondering, in the middle of your potentially award-winning newscast, what happened when your news theme came back on.
Something happened.
All right, so before Tom comes on with the news, you hear this. Okay, so, and it's a very good news theme. As God is my witness, I hit a mouse to get the music on. I had a little pile of paper, maybe three or four papers thick, and I had it by the console, and I flipped it over. It hit the mouse. The mouse happened to be the cursor on the theme, and it fired it off.
Okay.
It's not even Mercury retrograde yet.
I've had things fire off with not even touching the button, but my hand passing over it.
Ooh.
You know.
You are not just the great Tom Carco. You are the very supernatural Tom Carco.
Yeah.
Did you feel like flipping me off?
No. Just wait.
There's a Canadian swimmer in the Olympics that flips off his father before every race.
I assume that's a planned thing.
Canadian swimmer Santo Cordarelli looks at his father, Joseph, in the crowd, and flips him off.
Isn't the bird?
Yep.
Okay.
His dad returns the favor, raising his middle finger right back at him. Joseph says the ritual started when his son was 8 years old. At that age, Santo was facing swimmers who were bigger and even older than him, so in order to get him in the right mindset, Joseph would flip him off. It became a good ritual for both of us, he said. This is from the New York Daily News. He got a lot of his aggravation out with just a really simple give it to the world rather than keep it internalized. It calms him down on the blocks for sure. Motivational or not, the gesture has gotten him in some trouble. Ooh, there's a shocker. Santo was forced to write an apology letter after the TV cameras caught him fully extending his arm to deliver the middle finger salute to his dad prior to a junior national competition. So the next time I see you giving me the middle finger salute from the WRJN News Center, I know you'll just be trying to psych me up and get me ready to go for the next segment.
Wow. He started that at the age of 8, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Dad's got some problems there, too.
Well, I mean, you got to teach him early. You know what the Bible...
Yeah, I taught him early, didn't he?
You know what the Bible says, Tom?
What's that?
Train them up in the way they should go. And when they grow, they shall not depart. So he's teaching his kid that sometimes you got to give the world the middle finger.
Yeah, okay. Not my first choice.
No, but it's traditions are important, families, for sure. One more day of this early morning stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I'm off. I'm off to Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
To watch the Cubbies take on the Cardinals.
Wave at us.
With the middle finger? Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Fox Sports is now on your radio friend.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohenkron.
The pool was filled with glory at the Olympics on Monday as American Lily King captured the gold medal in the 100-meter.